What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey everyone, it's Trevor. We're now a little over halfway through our first season. Thank you so much for sharing the show and leaving reviews. It's a huge help. And if you're looking for other Bloody FM shows to listen to between episodes, check out www.bloodyfm.com. We have a ton of incredible shows like SCP Archives, Horror Queers, and Scare You to Sleep. And now, this week's episode.
We
are
the
Watchers,
observers
of the
strange,
paranormal,
occult,
unwelcome,
unspiritual,
horrifying,
mystical,
secret,
transcendent,
repulsive,
captivatingly,
unwelcome,
appalling,
gruesome,
unseen,
magic,
weird,
revolting,
horrifying,
unseen.
Welcome
to
the
Mayfair
Watchers
Society.
Councilman Everson, thank you for seeing me.
Take a seat.
I'll have Alice bring in the coffee.
You're too kind. I'm Gregory Seidel with Pancontinental Energy and Petroleum Derivatives. Your office should have sent an info packet over, and may I say, I was quite enamored with your town.
My fan? Well, yes, so we do our best with what we have.
Hopefully there'll soon be a whole lot more.
What did you say your role was again?
Community Liaison Manager.
Huh. So, what can Mayfair do for Pancontinental Energy?
It's what we can do for each other. You'll be aware of the geological survey just outside of town?
Sure, your boys are set up in those porta cabins.
That's right. Our geologists have been scouring the country for potential energy resource sites, and I'm pleased to inform you that we have confirmed one right here, just east of the town.
You mean like oil?
Like natural gases, Councilman. A gas-rich field of shale, just begging to be tapped. These are early days, but once we have finished our survey, we hope to begin work on test drills within the year, with full local authority and community involvement, of course.
Sounds like it could make someone a lot of money.
The whole region will feel the benefit. A gas extraction facility will provide jobs to local people and a huge boost to your economy. All this accompanied by significant investments into the town infrastructures and community programs.
How are you gonna extract all this gas?
Extraction technology is light years ahead of where it was just a generation ago. Pancontinental has pioneered the use of high-pressure slick water fracturing to improve shale gas yields. First, the inconspicuous injection facilities will be set up out of town. Then the gas drilling rigs. With horizontal drilling, we can access a whole shale field of only one or two drill towers.
Take a step back. Fracturing? You mean like fracking?
The process has been known as fracking, yes.
You hear a lot about that stuff, environment stuff, people protesting, even earthquakes.
Our geologists have assured Mayfield has a very low risk for seismic activity. And to put your mind at ease, Councilman, the impact of hydraulic fracturing is far outweighed by the economic and environmental benefit. Natural gas is far cleaner than coal, after all, and opponents of industry have always exaggerated the negatives. We can provide full information about all the environmental issues.
I'm sure that's all true, Mr. Seidel, but I remember the old car plant we had here. They said all the same things about responsibility this and compassionate that, and they still pump that stuff into the river that shrunk the fish's gonads. So you'll excuse me for staying just a little bit skeptical.
We understand. It's entirely laudable you're looking out for your community. I can assure you that standards of environmental responsibility have advanced too. To that end, I'm conducting some fact-fighting in the community. I have a few names and addresses we'd like to contact and interview about their thoughts. We thought we should let the town's council know so the whole process is transparent.
Sure. Got a list? Kathy, huh? Must have spent half my life in that place. She's been running the diner forever. Yeah, she'll have a thing or two to tell you. Homeowners Association, sure, the Reverend. I don't know this Weems woman. Looks like she lives on the edge of town. Well, good luck to you, Mr. Seidel. Can't say I know all the ins and outs of what you folks want to do, but I can't turn my nose up at some new jobs coming in. God knows Mayfair could use it.
Thanks again, Councilman. I think this could be the start of a prosperous partnership for both of us.
I'd say I've been here 23, 24 years. Waitress at first, now I own the place. It's just me most of the time. You from the city?
No, I'm here representing Penn Continental Energy. The name's Gregory.
I'm Kathy, as in Kathy's Cafe. What does Pan Whatever want in Mayfair?
This town is a potential hub for a major natural gas extraction operation. I'm consulting with local business owners like yourself about the shape our future plans might take.
You don't say. This gonna bring the jobs in?
That's right.
Guess a lot of people want to see it happen then. See the high street out there? All the places boarded up? When the car plant was still here, the place would be full every evening as the guys dropped by at the end of their shift, hungry as a herd of horses, flirting with the waitresses before they went back to their wives. It's been downhill since then. I've let everyone else go from here. Places have closed down. We're all living on scraps here.
We hope to change all of that.
Sure, and bring in a whole bunch of people from God knows where to do God knows what. The plant wasn't all good. We had guys starting shit every Saturday night. The company and the town council in bed swapping envelopes of cash. You bring the jobs back, you better be ready to keep the bad stuff down too.
Times have changed, Kathy. Pan Continental is committed to the regeneration of the whole community.
You're committed to money, just like every other corporation. We ain't as dumb as you might think down here. We've seen all this before. Maybe you'll build your oil well or whatever it is, maybe you won't. But whatever happens will be on our terms.
You must have your finger on the pulse of this town.
I don't know about that. I do know Mayfair isn't as simple as it looks. There's 1,000 Rust Belt towns like this one, but they're not really like this one at all. I guess every town says they're special, but this one actually is. Don't assume nothing about us. Keep your ears open and be real polite. And Gregory from Pan Continental, I strongly suggest you don't piss anyone off.
Mrs. Weems! Mrs. Weems! I'm glad I found you.
Who's that? Oh, good afternoon, sir. I must say, you're not dressed for the outdoors.
I called at the house. I almost called it a day, but I thought I'd see if you were outside. You're Gloria Weems, I take it.
That's right. This is my land. You mind telling me who you are and why you're here?
Of course. Gregory Seidel from Pan Continental Energy. I'm in Mayfair talking with local residents
about what you folks are doing in them little cabins as past the woods.
That's right.
I was wondering. They're digging.
Taking samples of the geological strata beneath this area. I work with Manny, our chief geologist. He's seeing some remarkable results.
There's something down there you want.
A shale field. It's rich with natural gas.
And you folks want it. I thought it might be something like that. You want to buy my land?
No, Mrs. Weems, nothing like that.
Because my late husband and I bought this land almost 40 years ago. Built that house ourselves. It doesn't look like much, but these woods are my home. my own little country. And it'll stay that way as long as I'm alive.
Of course. I can assure you we have no design on your land, Miss Weems.
But you're gonna put a big oil well right next to it?
A gas well, eventually.
It'll be spewing out crap into the air and the soil 24 hours of every God-given day. And leaching it into the water?
We will do everything we can to minimize any environmental impact. And we're still very early in the process.
But it's begun, ain't it? And once the process starts, you can't stop it. All that money behind it. All those people wanting their dividends. Once you push the switch, you have to see it through. Can't have all those people losing their money. Can't go back to them empty-handed.
Let's not start out on the wrong foot, Mrs. Weems.
What does it matter? What your company wants, it gets. They're all the same.
I can promise you that this isn't the case. Nothing will happen here without the agreement of the people of Mayfair.
And what about the fairies?
Excuse me?
The fairies. I see them around here from time to time. Not very often, but I know they're always there. They watch me as much as the other way round. Probably more. I'm not nearly as good at hiding as they are. Who's going to ask them about where you should drill your well?
I don't follow you.
They live here too. Not just on my land. They're all around. Oh, you'll pay off the people who own the land. You'll give them jobs or just throw money at them. But the fairies won't get any compensation. The noise and the pollution will drive them out of their burrows.
They'll suffer more than anyone. But there's no one to speak for them.
I'll understand. I'll make sure to take your concerns to the board.
No, you won't. You'll tell them there's a mad old woman here who will have to be scared off or just wait it out until she dies. Go on. Go about your business. Tell them whatever you want. You'll build your well. It doesn't matter what anyone like me says.
It's a courtesy call, I can assure you, sir. Mayfair PD likes to keep a check on folks, especially when they're new to the area.
Of course, Pancontinental Energy should have reached out to the police department already. I'm engaged in a consultation process
to... I don't know about all that, alright? I'm just doing my job. Do you mind telling me what you're doing out here?
Well, at the moment, I'm collecting what appears to be a gift basket some kind citizen left outside our side office. It's... let's see... chocolate honeycomb. Well, would you look at that?
I mean, in general.
It's all in the information packet, officer.
Officer Munez, you got quite the operation here. 4, 5 porta cabins, bunch of equipment, backhoes, a generator. Sure hope you got all the permits in order.
If you contact Pancontinental Energy's head office, they will be happy to provide you with all the necessary paperwork. As for what we're doing, our geologists are conducting a survey of the strata beneath this area, as it's fully described in our applications to all the relevant authorities.
You got an answer for everything, huh?
Yes, officer, that's part of my job.
How long you been in Mayfair?
3 days.
Not long. You talked to many people?
As many as I could.
Notice anything?
I noticed there's a community desperate for regeneration that only new jobs and major investment can give them.
There's more important things than money. Mayfair's a town with secrets.
In my experience, officer, they all are.
A lot of people want those to stay hidden. And Mayfair has a way of being unwelcoming in a way that you wouldn't expect. Us that lived here all our lives, we know how to keep on its good side. Folks from outside, not so much.
You're saying Mayfair is dangerous?
I'm saying there's lots of towns with more valuable rocks underneath them. Maybe one of the others might help you turn a better profit.
You must excuse me, officer. I am a communicator, so I value clear and unambiguous language. Have you just threatened us?
Enjoy your candy, sir. Good to know someone here is glad to see you. But don't assume the feeling's universal. You take care now.
Trevor Henderson here with an ad break. If you'd like to get early and ad-free access to Mayfair Watchers Society, consider supporting us on the Apollo Podcast app.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now, back to our show.
Good evening, Mr. O'Dowd. How are we sounding?
Good enough. So who am I talking to?
Manny Sadiq, the head geologist. I'm here with Gregory Seidel, the community liaison.
Good evening, sir.
So, what have you found?
The rock's good. The shale's from 16 meters thick to about 55. Looks like the profitable drilling will be from 180 meters down. We'll need more cores taken to know how far it extends. It holds mostly natural gas, but oil, too.
Can we get it out?
We'll definitely have to fracture. The permeability is too low for regular drilling. It needs high-pressure fracturing at first, and later horizontal drills.
That's a hell of a lot of hardware.
Yes, it is. But I believe it will be worth it.
And what about the locals? They on board?
It's a mixed bag, sir. The jobs will be welcome, but I expect there will be some local resistance, too.
These idiots hear fracking, and they think we'll turn their town into Chernobyl. Every slackjaw suddenly turns into an expert. If it was up to them, we'd still be running on town gas and firewood.
I'm pushing the environmental benefits, but I'm getting the feeling it's more than that. Maybe they don't want the facility in their backyard. Maybe it's a fear of outsiders. Can't quite put my finger on it. It's not like the other places I've been. I even detected some reluctance with the local government, and they're usually eating out of our hands.
They got a school?
Yes, the Alfred P. Scanlon High School.
Build a stand for their football team. Hell, we'll build them a whole stadium. People love that shit. Buy a bunch of trombones for their marching band, build a town arena, and promise we'll get some minor league franchise to move in. We have money put aside for things like this.
I'm not sure, sir. A local cop came by earlier and gave us the whole, "We don't like outsiders" piece.
He just wants a payout. You should know how all this works, I know.
But then someone left us a gift basket. First time for that, too. Like I said, it's blowing hot and cold here.
Chocolate honeycomb. Homemade, too. Oh, and don't forget about the fairies, Greg.
The fairies?
Some of the adjacent land is owned by an old lady who thinks there are fairies living there. She doesn't want the well to drive them off.
Can we deal with them?
Deal with them?
Yeah, build them little houses or something so she's happy. One time, we had to pay a coven of witches to placate the spirits of some hill in Oklahoma. Sometimes, you just gotta deal with these people. Find out what this lady says the goblins want, and we'll get it done.
Fairies. And I'll try to talk to her.
Okay, so give me some time frames. I got you rock boys there for another 2 weeks.
We should have a good idea of the field's extent and stratification by then. We could.
What was that?
There a problem?
Probably not. Sounds like some of the gear fell over.
Holy fuck!
What is that?
Does it matter? We gotta get out!
What's happening there?
It's in front of the door! Oh god, there's more outside!
Break the window!
I miss my husband every day. It's strange how the whole world becomes divided into the time he was here and the time he wasn't. Part of me still expects to, without him, time to end. He'll just walk in the door with a couple of tiny fish he caught, acting like a big game hunter, saying, "Put 'em in the pan, Gloria. There's nothing like the taste of what you caught." But of course he won't. I saw him in the hospital, They had a little room where you can go to see them. Poor Frank. It was his lungs. Smoked every day since he was 14. Can't say either of us were surprised. Didn't make it any easier when he went. Then it was just me on my own. I had enough left over from Frank's retirement. But I was alone. You don't know how it is to feel so vulnerable. Just me in this rickety old place. All those acres of nothingness out there. It was nice when there were two of us. It felt like there was just us in the whole world. It's not such a comforting feeling when there's only one of us. So I went out to the ferries. I can't say when I saw the first one. It might have been 15 years ago, 20. Frank used to make fun of me until he saw them too. He spent as much time outside as I did, maybe more. But I saw them a lot more often, just here and now between the trees. Quite the thing to look at. They gave me one heck of a start the first time, then I just got used to them. When I was alone, I'd go to look for them. They were tough to find at first. They're clever critters, you know. I wonder if they can blend in with the ground or the trees like one of those lizards. But one moment there'll be nothing, and then they'll be there. It took a long time, but eventually they understood I wasn't there to hurt them. They were my friends. I didn't feel nearly so vulnerable knowing my friends were out there. I just had to look out the window and I knew they were somewhere in the darkness watching me. Frank would have been happy to know I was safe. For anything to happen to me, it would have to go through my fairies first. Are you awake? Look at me still talking when I've hosting to do. Would you like some tea?
Where am I?
Why, you're in my guest bedroom, Mr. Sit-Down, is it? I have some tea on the stove. Are you thirsty?
Oh, God, what happened?
I thought you might tell me. I found you on the edge of my property, all beat up, fit to die. Had the devil's own job getting you back here. I had to put you in a wheelbarrow.
What were they?
What were what, dear?
The things that attacked us!
I'm sure I couldn't say without knowing what they looked like.
They were the size of horses, had these hands on their front legs, human hands, and their heads.
What did the heads look like, my dear?
Like pincers. A crab pincer sticking out of its neck. Only it was lined with teeth. It didn't have any eyes, no ears, no nose, just this huge claw for face. Like a pair of shears. It came through the door and it went straight at Manny. Oh, God.
And was Manny a friend?
I worked with them. A minute we were just on a call and then they were everywhere. Manny ran for it. I had to go the other way, through the window. These things were wrecking the place. The drills, the generators.
Poor thing, what a shock you've had. Here, I'll pour you some tea. There we go. Not too hot, not too sweet.
I've got to get back there.
I shouldn't try to move, dear. You've got a doozy of a cut on your leg. I think it'll need stitches. I don't like the look of that shoulder either. Drink this. It's got honey in it. You know what they say. Lots of hot, sweet drinks.
I need to go to the hospital.
Yes, I'd say you definitely do.
Have you called them?
Not yet, sweetie.
Please. I have to. I need a doctor. Just call them.
Well, that depends.
On what?
On what happens to my fairies.
Oh, God.
Looks like one of them got you good.
They're not like that unless they're scared or hungry. I expect you scare them away from their feeding grounds with all that drilling. You see what happens when you upset the balance? It's all chaos and anger. People get hurt. Oh, I know it's the same everywhere, but in Mayfair it's special. We have visitors, you see. Guests, you might say. We have to live with them, side by side, and we all have our way of making peace with them and getting by. But if you throw off the balance, they might stop being so neighborly.
What are they?
I told you, they're my fairies. They might not look like the little flying things in the picture books, true, but they live in my garden. I only see them when they want me to. I don't know where they came from, and if I'm especially careful and good to them, they might grant me a wish. If that isn't a fairy, I don't know what is.
You sent them.
You are overestimating how much say I have. No, they do their own thing. Sometimes we find ourselves wanting the same thing, that's all. And I can point them in the right direction with a little gift here and there. Something for them to eat works best. And they sure love my homemade honeycomb. Oh, dear, I need to change the battery.
Is that a video camera?
Yes, dear. Your company might want proof you're here.
Pan-Continental Energy doesn't care about me. I'm not even an executive. They won't stop the project just to get me back.
Even if that's true, I have to try. My fairies look after me. It's only right I return the favor.
The police will search for me.
The Mayfair Police Department knows better than to do anything that might anger my fairies. I saw that Officer Munoz talking to you. I expect he was trying to warn you off. He couldn't tell the truth because you outside folk wouldn't believe it. You should have listened to him anyway. It would have saved a whole lot of trouble.
Then the company will send worse than the police.
I thought you said your company wouldn't care.
Not about me, but they care about the drill site. Once they find out what wrecked the test bores, they will send someone to clear them away. I'm talking about specialists. Exterminators.
Don't you dare threaten my fairies.
I'm not threatening anyone. It's the company. Listen, Miss Weaves, Gloria, you need me. I can negotiate on your behalf. I will find a middle ground that suits both sides. I always do. But I know the people in charge, and they will scorch the whole region to get rid of your fairies. They have money. They know people.
Or my fairies teach them what happens when they dig where they're not welcome, and they know what's good for them and get out of my town. If destroying their property isn't enough, maybe I'll use you as an example.
You can't scare these people, Gloria. My boss isn't going to back down. He's a stubborn old bastard, and even if you post me to the head office in pieces, he isn't just going to walk away. I swear he'll send in the exterminators.
You keep mentioning them. My fairies aren't bedbugs.
You don't know about the exterminators.
I'll have to turn this off for a while. I never was good with all this technology. My friend handled all that. I should drink up your tea, sweetie. You'll be here quite a while.
Yes, sir. I understand the shareholders need an explanation. I'll have one ready soon. I have some experience in this area, and we have to handle these matters carefully. The whole and unalloyed truth is not an option. No, sir, I won't lie. The shareholders will hear nothing that is untrue, and they won't be kept in the dark about anything that's relevant. It's a case of being very careful with the language we use. We have a pretty good idea of what happened with Manny Sadiq's account. He was the lead geologist, yes, he's fine. not injured at least. He'll be on freak-out leave for a while. We lost the 3 coring rigs, 4 computers, 100K of lab equipment. Also the construction gear, a backhoe, and pneumatic drills. About 500,000 all told, with the medical bills.
What the hell was it?
It was anomalies. No, more than one of them. I don't have precise numbers. Manny wasn't exactly clear. From what he said, there's enough of the damn things to stage 42nd Street. That's right. We're still manned down. Gregory Seidel. He was our man on the ground, glad handing the locals. We've received communication that someone in Mayfair has him, but no ID on them yet. Yes, sir. We're working on it. If we can't get him back, we'll keep it quiet. No, sir, I don't think pulling the project is on the table. I'm aware of sunk cost, but the fact remains, Mayfair is a major prospect for us. This isn't the first project we've had difficulty with. They all have their complications. The anomalies? Even if they're a nest or whatever the term is, it's not insurmountable. We can deal with it. Yes, sir. Deal with it. It's better you don't know the details, but I know a guy.
Thank
you for listening,
neighbor.
Mayfair Watchers Society is based on the works of Trevor Henderson. Fracking was written by Ben Counter. Gregory Siddall was played by Marquise Moore. George Everson was played by Scott Paladin. Kathy Muller was played by Rice Tirado. Gloria Weems was played by Katrina Pessina. Mr. O'Dowd was played by Nate Dufort. Manu Sadiq was played by Giancarlo Herrera. And Officer Munoz was played by Pacific Obadiah. Dialogue editor was Jesse Hall. The sound designer was Brad Colebrook. The music was by Matt Roy Berger. The showrunner was Pacific S. Obadiah. And the creative director is Meet Trevor Henderson. Produced by Tom Owen and Brad Miska, A Bloody FM Show.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.